Welcome to the Click Podcast. I'm Danny Watson, a mindset and manifestation expert and founder of The Click, a company that helps women overcome their fears and limiting beliefs to create a life and business that they love. Within this podcast, I will help you get clear on what you want, identify the blocks that are holding you back, transform your mindset and raise your vibration so that you can co-create magic with the universe. If you are looking to design a life that truly sets your soul on fire and manifest more success and abundance, then you are in the right place. Hello, ladies, and welcome to a brand new episode, which I am recording from the snowy mountains of Sierra Nevada. It is snowy because I've woken up this morning and there is a fresh blanket of snow, which is incredible. So I cannot wait to get ourselves up the mountain to do a bit of skiing. My youngest one obviously not being included in that because she is only one. So we're going to give her a little bit of time before we put her on some skis. But I think just moments like this, I am up early before the rest of my family are awake to record this. And it just kind of got me thinking like, wow, like this is actually my life. And I say this because one of the things, as you probably will all know, if you listen to this podcast, you know, manifesting my dream home in the sunshine, a beautiful villa in Spain, was always, you know, a big, big thing for me for a very, very long time. And weaved into that dream was this little seedling of an idea that wouldn't it be amazing if we could live somewhere that was by the beach, but we could also drive a couple of hours and we could be in a ski resort. And this is just a seedling of an idea, but at the time it felt crazy because there's not many places on this planet where you can be in the sunshine and also be in the mountains in the same day. And this, again, as I said, it was a seedling of an idea, and I didn't really obsess over how that was going to happen. In fact, I just put it out to the universe. I was like, you know what, this would be great if we could find something like this, but ultimately I would love just this beautiful villa in the sunshine in Spain. And I had no idea that this south of Spain even had ski resorts. I literally was clueless to it. My husband said that he did know because he'd been here before many, many years ago. So he was aware of it, but it didn't necessarily pop up in his mind when we decided to look for a house in this part of Spain. Now, the reason why I'm saying this is because sometimes it's like you put that desire out there and you have no idea how it's even going to happen. It may even seem impossible. It may seem like such a big ask of the universe, yet it can still deliver on that. And I spoke about letting go of the how last week. And I think this for me was a really good example of being able to do that because I put that desire out there and then I didn't obsess about or try and control the situation by thinking, right, okay, now we can only look at houses where we're close to a ski resort, because it kind of just was not even in my mind at the time. It was only actually once we'd moved here and we realized how close we were to a ski resort. We're like, wow, we asked for this. We let it go. We didn't kind of obsess about whether it was going to happen. And miraculously, it did. And actually, what was really interesting was that the topic I want to talk to you guys about today, which is manifesting new friendships, new opportunities, was actually one of those things as well. And it was only when recently, I love to go back and look through some of my old journals, and during lockdown, so sort of 2020, 2021, I was journaling a lot. I was very much in the zone for manifesting my home in Spain and was getting very, very laser focused on this. So it'd been something that was in the pipeline for sort of about five, 6 years at that point. And this was where I decided, right, this is going to happen now. It's going to happen within the space of the next 12 months to maybe a year and a half. So I got very laser focused on it. And as part of that manifestation process, it wasn't just the house, but it was the lifestyle that I wanted to come with a new chapter in our lives as well. And as part of that new chapter, one of the things I wanted to manifest was new friendships. And this wasn't to say there was anything wrong with the friendships that I have, that my, you know, my friends back in the UK. But something that I noticed was a lot of my entrepreneurial friendships were online based. So I'd been blessed to meet a lot of amazing women in the online space who were either coaching, or they were perhaps in online businesses, or they'd just gone that entrepreneurial route. But a lot of the people that I'd connected with weren't in the UK, and they also were not people that I had really met with in real life. A couple of them I had, but the majority were online relationships, which is great. And I think for an online business owner, so if you are a coach and you're running your business online, to be able to have that support community is very, very important. However, I realized, perhaps because it was during lockdown when I wasn't seeing anybody, I was craving more of that in-person connection. And I started to think, well, where can I start to meet some more like influential, inspirational women who are, you know, in business, perhaps they're coaches, but perhaps they're not, but they're just in business. And I started to think about this, and I started to think, well, this is what I want to manifest. So I started to write it out in my journal. And then I perhaps did get slightly involved with the how, because I started to think, well, what are the different options for me here? And the thing that popped into my head was, well, I could start going on more of these in-person retreats, you know, these events or retreats where a group of inspirational women are all gathered together. But practically at the time of my life, and perhaps even still not now, really, that doesn't necessarily work for me, because I'm a mother to small children. So at the time, you know, when I was getting clear on this desire, my eldest daughter was actually the only one. And then later on in that year, I got pregnant again. So the idea of just swanning off just for me didn't really resonate with me. You know, I prefer just being at home, and I don't want to have to leave my children. So yeah, that didn't work. But I thought, well, where else am I going to meet these, you know, super successful, super entrepreneurial women? But I knew that it was my desire, and I thought, you know what, I don't need to figure this out right now. I am just going to get laser focused on this being what I want. And so let's just fast forward to me moving to where I have done. And again, this wasn't intentional. I didn't necessarily search out a place to live based on the fact that lots of entrepreneurs lived there. It was just a very happy surprise when we did move to where we live now in Spain, that it is perhaps one of the most entrepreneurial, inspiring places I have ever been to. Pretty much all of our friends are business owners. They have exited companies for hundreds of millions of pounds, some of them. They are building businesses. They're in the startup phase. They are doing all of these amazing, wonderful, and creative things. And it took me a while to realize, I was like, wow, well, I actually asked for this. So what I want to go through is just what I feel have been some of the key things in helping me manifest something that which I think a lot of people crave, but isn't necessarily talked about that often. Because when it comes to manifesting, a lot of people focus on the money or the successful business. But a big part of being able to not only just manifest those things, but actually maintain those things, I believe, requires the right kind of network and the right kind of people around you. So the people who have the same kinds of aspirations as you do. As the saying goes, you are a product of, they say, the five people you spend the most amount of time with. Now, the issue for a lot of women who decide to embark on an entrepreneurial journey, they don't necessarily have an existing network of people who have already walked that path before, or who are about to walk on that path. This is why I think for us within the programs that we deliver, so, you know, our coaching programs, our coach training programs, the feedback we often get is the community that we provide through these programs is actually one of the things that they love the most, and perhaps one of the things that they were most surprised about coming into the program. You know, often at the beginning of the journey, it's like, well, why have you chosen us? You know, we love to kind of find out more about why people decided us over other coach trainings. And, you know, the first thing that they'll say is, well, it's, you know, lots of different certifications you offer. It's the business support. It's the kind of the energy of the brand. But actually moving further into the program, you know, again, when we ask for their feedback, it's the community that comes up time and time again. So I wanted to share some of the powerful keys to manifesting a new network, so that maybe that's new friendships, new opportunities, getting more people in your life that are going to lift you higher. Because it's not just a practical solution. With everything that we manifest, we can actually use our inner world and co-creation with the universe to actually bring these people into our lives. So the first thing that really helped me was actually letting the universe know that this is what I want, because we can get some things in life by accident. You know, some things we just aren't intentional by, and things will come into our life accidentally. But, you know, these are things that are happening by default. And maybe some of these things that come into our life are things that are wanted. Maybe some of these things are unwanted. So in order for you to get the friendships and the network that you want, you have to get specific and clear about this and actually make it one of your intentions. As the saying goes, ask and it is given. So, you know, sometimes it can just be as simple to get the ball rolling is just to ask yourself, well, am I intentionally asking for this from the universe? It's funny because I was actually having a conversation not so long ago about this very subject. And this lady that I was chatting with, she's very big into manifestation. And I said, well, have you asked for this? She's like, no, I've not. And because she was so laser focused on asking for the other things. So her sort of specific thing was an income milestone. She was also manifesting a house. So she was so laser focused on those things, she actually forgot about the connections and the friendships and the network. So asking for it, what does that look like? For me, this looked like writing it out in my journal. So journaling on my desires, just to kind of help my mind figure them out and kind of really understand what it is that I'm really wanting to call in. For me, writing it out really kind of helps with that process, because through the process of journaling, it kind of triggers that creative thought process where I'm thinking, okay, well, this is what I really want. And maybe I don't want to call in things that look like this. And this is kind of more aligned with what I do want. So it's kind of like I'm using the writing process, not just to let the universe know what I want, but also to help me get clearer with my own desires as well. So for me, when I was in the process of manifesting new connections, I started to write out like what I felt like I needed more of in my life. And for me, it was women that were not just at the same level as me, but women who had far surpassed the level that I'd got to. And again, I had these kinds of people in my life because I had mentors I'd worked with and coaches, and I knew people in the online space that had kind of surpassed me in terms of their business and had been going in business for a lot longer, but I didn't necessarily have any real life connections. What was also important for me was to kind of be able to find these connections that weren't necessarily people that I was hiring. Because again, like I had people that I hired that were, you know, at that higher level, but I wanted people that were more of a friendship kind of connection, where again, they'd achieved incredible things within their life. They were entrepreneurial, they were business minded, but you know, it didn't necessarily need to be this formal relationship where they were going to be hired by me for, you know, for them to help me. So again, I was kind of looking for more of this sort of friendship type of connection. So these were the things that I was writing down. You know, I was being very specific about this. You know, it wasn't working relationships that I was looking for. It was friendships. And it was women that were, again, in the entrepreneurial space. So I was writing all of these things down. And what I was really doing was getting as specific as possible with the details. So I like to sort of present myself with questions to help with my journaling process. So kind of journaling prompts that will allow me to get more specific on my desires. So one of those questions, which I will ask myself with lots of different things I manifest, is what am I no longer available for? And what does this need to look like for this to work for me? So one of the things that I put specifically into my journaling process was I'm no longer available for being the friend who always has to be the one supporting others. Now, this sounds as if I'm being quite selfish to say this, but I found that with a lot of my friendships, it was very much a certain dynamic where I was always being the one that was called upon to give my advice, to be the supportive one. And it often then felt like my own personal needs were never getting met, because I too would have problems, I would have issues, but it always felt like the people that I was with, their problems would be bigger and therefore would take priority within the friendship. And so I kind of always felt like I was the shoulder to cry on or the one to give the advice. Especially when I started my business, I found like there was a lot of people that were in my friendship circle, that were interested in starting businesses, that wanted my support. And again, like I love being that person. I love being the one that people turn to. However, I realized that I was no longer available for that being the only kind of dynamic. And I wanted to have friendships that were also going to help me get to that next level, that I could ask for their support, that I could lean on a little bit more. And something that came up for me here was that guilt. And this is something that you may want to pay attention to, because this will be something that will need to be released for you to call in and attract those new friendships. I realized I was feeling very, very guilty for kind of writing these things down, because it was almost as if I was saying the friends that I've got in my life are not good enough. They're not serving a purpose. You know, I am, you know, not getting what I need for that from them. And this was simply not true, because I had friendships that were very loving and very nurturing, and I got a lot from them, but I was looking for other things within a friendship that were perhaps missing. So again, like being able to connect with somebody about business from somebody that had actually done there, been there, and, you know, got to that higher level, I felt like I was missing those deeper connections about what it takes to be starting something from scratch, to be going for your dreams, to be getting out of your comfort zone. You know, all of those deeper conversations I felt like I was missing. So I had to kind of really work through that guilt. And it was, I'm not saying that this friendship no longer serves me. There was definitely certain friendships when I did more at the beginning of my entrepreneurial journey, where I did a bit of a friendship detox. And I realized actually there's certain people in my life where I have been friends with them up until a certain point, but perhaps that friendship was very much for a season. It served a season within my life. And perhaps we've very much gone our different ways in terms of our values, in terms of what we want from life. And that is okay. So I kind of had this period where I'd let people go. But I realized at this stage, it was people that I still wanted to be friends with and still loved and still cared about and still had a great time being around them. So I had to kind of really look at that guilt that I was facing and say to myself, look, this isn't me saying like, I don't love you, or this isn't enough for me anymore. It's just saying like, I can have both, right? I can have these types of friendships whilst also creating a friendship at a different kind of level and a different kind of experience. And then the other journaling question then is, what does this need to look like for this to work for me? And this is important, because it's one thing to say, I want a certain desire in life, but we want to make sure that we receive that desire in a certain way. So a good example could be, okay, I want to have this incredibly successful business and hit this specific income milestone. But really, do you want to have to completely lose yourself and sacrifice everything in order to get there? No. So the situation and the circumstances and the journey is also really important to getting to where you want to go. So when it came to friendships, I had to think, well, for this to work for me to kind of call in these friendships that I want, like, what does this really need to look like? And I realized at this point that a big non-negotiable for me was that it would have to be quite an organic process of people that I was meeting in my day-to-day life, mainly because at the time of getting clear and intentional about this desire, my eldest daughter was, she was my only child at the time. She was, my firstborn, and she was still just 1 year old. So my energy and my time was really going into her. So for me to kind of go on a retreat where I was meeting people or start going to lots of different events really just wasn't feasible. So I had to ask myself this question, like, what does this need to look like for this to work for me? And I started to think, well, ideally, it's going to be people that I'm just meeting in my day-to-day basis. You know, they're people that I'm seeing regularly, and it's not going to need to require these sort of big moves for me to meet these kinds of people, because I don't want to be going on some retreat to, you know, to spend a week away from my daughter. So for me, that was a very clear boundary that I wanted to put in place for my manifestations to happen. And this sort of thing is really important, getting as specific as you can with the details. Now, something else that's really important is not only to be able to see what it is that you want, but really to be able to connect with that desire on an emotional, energetic level. So I was able to write down and write out scenarios in which You know, I could see myself with these new friendships and what that would look like. So it might look like going for a coffee and having these amazing conversations for, you know, a few hours, and then I could go back to my life and I could be present with my children. Or it might be meeting somebody up with somebody for dinner. You know, it certainly didn't look like me having to go on this week-long retreat in order to build these friendships, because again, that's just what I wasn't available for, at least at that point in my life. So getting clear on that, but then also getting clear on how do I really want to feel? So this is super, super important. The physical representation of your desires is one thing, but being able to connect with that on an energetic level is another, because we manifest what we are energetically aligned to. So I started to think, dig a little bit deeper into why these friendships were important and what was it that I wanted to get emotionally from these friendships? You know, how did I want to feel? How did I want my energy to be by being in these new friendship circles? And one of the things that really came up for me was the feeling of being truly heard and truly understood. So kind of going back to what I was saying earlier, previously it had always felt like I'd been the one doing the listening. And I wanted to change the narrative on that moving forwards. So I wanted somebody, people within my life that not only were kind of willing to listen to me and kind of hear the bigger vision that I have for my life, but were there to be able to support me, but who really kind of understood the path that I was on and the big goals that I have. Because you can have friends that can very much be a cheerleader for you, and that's great, but it's quite a different kind of friendship when they really understand and get it, because their aspirations match, if not even surpass, your own. And I found being in those kinds of networks to be incredibly empowering in terms of my business growth, in terms of what I'm willing to ask for the universe. Being around the right kind of people can really help you to up-level your standards in terms of what you want to call in your life. So let's say, for example, you are only around people, like people that are in jobs, for example. Nothing wrong with that, but that's kind of who you're mainly surrounded by, and they are very much in a certain earning category and don't really have many aspirations to move beyond that, which again, there's nothing wrong with that. That's absolutely fine. But when it comes to you and your life, if you then put yourself only in that kind of network, that's going to limit how far you're going to allow yourself to dream, because we never want to go too far beyond our social circumstances. And there's a reason for this. And I've spoken about this many times that, you know, we want to be loved, accepted, validated by our tribe. We want to conform to what our tribe is doing. And if we are seen as going, you know, being too successful or too wealthy or having dreams that are too big, what may happen is, first of all, we may be rejected or criticized or judged by the people that we are closest with. I've had lots of women that have told me that they've experienced this personally. Or the other kind of narrative, and this again happens quite frequently, is people will try and bring you back down. People will tell you that you're dreaming too big. You need to be a little bit more realistic. You know, I've had people, when I've shared my goals with them, literally just laugh at me in my face and just tell me that, like, that is wild. That is crazy. And their reaction then plants that seed of doubt. Maybe I am dreaming too big. Maybe this is a ridiculous, crazy goal. And it then causes you to keep yourself playing small. So if you want to play at a bigger level, if you want to raise the bar of what you want in your life, you're going to need to be around those people who are doing it as well, who have those big lofty goals too. So for me, it was thinking about, well, how does that feel? And that feeling of being understood, of being heard, of being validated. And this isn't to say that we should require that validation of others, but it's certainly nice to have it. You know, as humans, we're hardwired to want to be validated and accepted by others. So we need to make sure that the people that are around us are going to really see and understand what it is that we are wanting to call in. So when you are journaling on these new friendships you want to call in, this is an important question to ask yourself. How do I want to feel? And start making a brain dump of all of those different emotions. Now, we want to start aligning ourselves then with the desire at the emotional level. So something that I find really helps me is thinking about, where in my life have I previously felt really understood? Maybe you've already got examples of this. You can kind of connect with that feeling of being deeply understood, deeply accepted, supported, championed, somebody cheering you on. Have you had that previously? And if you have, great, go back into that memory, try to reconnect with that experience and remind yourself of how it felt to be that supported. If you've not had that experience, start to just try and tune in with it. So if you were fully supported, fully understood, you were around people that really got you, that really wanted the best from you, that kind of encouraged you to even think bigger, how would that feel like? And that's kind of where we want to dwell, in that feeling, the emotional connection to our desires versus just the physical representation. Okay, so it's one thing to see yourself, you know, having coffee with somebody. And that's important as well, right? You know, seeing the visualization of you in these new friendships, like, what does that look like? So maybe for you, it is on a retreat. Maybe it's going to an incredible event, or maybe it is just sat having coffee with somebody, you know, but just getting clear on the visual representation, but then making sure you go into the desire at an energetic level. How would I be feeling? Let's say if I was sat having coffee opposite somebody who really understood me and was on this path, what would I be feeling at that moment? Allow yourself to really dwell in those emotions. Now, the next thing that is also really important is, first of all, being able to put yourself out there and actually show up and take that inspired action towards getting what you want. But then on the other hand, equally surrendering to the process as well. So the combination of both those things are important. Inspired action, but equally not trying to force or push for things and allowing the universe to step in and work its magic. So for me, inspired action was making sure that anything that I was going to do to call in these new friendships was aligned with what I wanted to do. You know, I wasn't trying to force or push for things. So I mentioned, you know, I didn't want to have to be going on retreats or going to these events because I was a mum to small children and I didn't want to be taken away from them, you know, for a long time. So it was not forcing for things, but equally, I know that magic happens when we are outside of our comfort zone. So I recognize that perhaps to call in these friendships, I would need to show up and take action. And sometimes it may feel outside of my comfort zone. So the kind of thing that really I felt helped me with this process, though, was the surrendering part. Because first and foremost, I basically just handed this desire over to the universe and said, look, do your magic, show me what you've got here. And then I kind of just kind of let go. So making the decision to move to where we have in Spain, I had no idea that it was a very entrepreneurial part of Spain. I had no idea that the majority of people that move here do so because they are starting a business or they've got an existing business. A lot of people have sold companies, you know, they've exited companies. There's very, very few people that I know that have moved here for a job. So I'm very much in this entrepreneurial space. And that was something that was a very, you know, happy surprise for me, because that wasn't something I intentionally planned for. It wasn't like I picked the place on the map and thought, okay, where's the most entrepreneurial place in Europe? Let's go and move to there. There was no forcing things. There was no controlling things. This was literally me deciding based upon my heart and my gut and my higher self of where me and my family should start a life. And it just so happened that this was a place where there's lots of amazing opportunities to connect with incredibly aspirational people. But equally, when I got here, I didn't just sit down and wait for these people to walk into my life. I got out of my comfort zone and I took inspired action. So I was making an effort to make conversations with people, you know, and I did start to not go to kind of like big events, but sort of small like afternoon things that I could weave in around, you know, my family and, you know, being there for my children. So again, this non-negotiable for me was like, my children and my family are my priority. So whatever happens, whatever I'm doing to call in these new friendships, it has to align with my lifestyle and me being able to be fully present. So again, not wanting to kind of go off for, you know, weeks or whatever on these retreats. So for me, you know, that's what it had to look like. So I would start to get myself out there and I was, you know, make sure I was, you know, reaching out to people, asking people if, you know, they wanted to go for a coffee. I was chatting with mums at the school gate. I was, you know, putting myself into situations where these entrepreneurial women were hanging out. You know, I was going to these lunches and it didn't take very long at all for me to very quickly form a circle around me of people that are doing amazing things, very aspirational. And it didn't really ever feel like I had to force for things. Maybe sometimes it required me to be out of my comfort zone. You know, I'm very, I call myself an extroverted introvert in that terms of when people first meet me, they may assume that I'm really outgoing and really confident. And I do have a lot of self-confidence, but actually I get a lot of my energy from being alone. And I find social situations, I can actually find them quite exhausting and quite tiring. And I need a lot of me time to energize. So for me, it was putting myself out of my comfort zone to go and meet these new people and to be chatting and networking. But I found, again, like a lot of the friendships just happened without me feeling like I needed to try at all. So I have one lady who I just randomly met in the toilet when I was getting a coffee and she just started talking to me and we then became really good friends. And she's a business owner and she's entrepreneurial and she's very much got the same outlook as me in life and she's become a really good friend of mine here. So again, it's taking that inspired action, but then it's just trusting that miracles can happen. Things can drop into your lap without you feeling like you need to ever do anything. So it's the same principles that you would use to manifest anything in life. But if you are wanting to call in these new friendships, go through the process that I've, the things that I've spoken about in this episode. But going back to what I said earlier, you first need to just ask, okay? Because if you're not asking, you are not going to receive. Sometimes it's just that simple, just taking a step back and saying like, have I got really specific and intentional about this? Or is it something that's just kind of at the back of my mind, but I've never really kind of been vocal about it. I've never really written it down. I've never really made it a priority. It's just, oh, that would be really nice to have. It needs to become a decision. This is what I want. This is what I am calling in. So with that being said, ladies, I will leave it there because I am going to head myself up the mountain, going to enjoy a day of skiing. So yes, I will very much look forward to catching you on the next episode. Bye, ladies.
Wanting to build your own successful online coaching business, make sure to check out Freedom, Abundance and Impact, our free 10-day business and mindset course for coaches and aspiring coaches. To access, simply head to wearetheclick.com and click free course in the menu.